This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. 150 years ago, Kansas was an undeveloped, rugged, and often lawless place, full of settlers, gamblers, and gunslingers. Kansas was the very epicenter of the Wild West. As commentator Rex Buchanan tells us, the state was also full of another iconic symbol, cowboys.
This year marks the 150th anniversary of the founding of the Chisholm Trail, probably the best known of the old trails that moved cattle from Texas to the railheads of Kansas. Jesse Chisholm laid it out right after the Civil War. Then Illinois cattle trader Joseph McCoy built stockyards and promoted Abilene as the end of the trail. And for a couple of decades, millions of cattle moved north. Even though trail drives were relatively short-lived, they become romanticized, incorporated into our cultural fabric. The westerns we watch, the country music we listen to, the cowboy boots we wear, the barbecue we eat, much goes back to those days. This summer, you'll hear all about celebrations up and down the trail from Texas to Kansas. There'll be parades and art exhibits. It'll be featured at this year's Symphony in the Flint Hills. There's even a cattle drive in September from Oklahoma into Kansas. Though the trail existed for a short time, historically speaking, it's still pretty easy to trace the approximate route today. It came into Kansas down by Caldwell, then headed north and a little east through today's towns of Wichita and Newton. Like most of the roads in the state, the Chisholm Trail followed the path of least resistance, preferring level lands to hills. In this area, through geologic regions known today as the McPherson-Wellington Lowlands and the Arkansas River Lowlands, the countryside is eroded fairly flat. Today, it's dominated by wheat fields and some cotton. Back then, the main obstacles would have been rivers like the Chickaskia and the Nenasca, Slate Creek. About the only evidence of the trail are place names along the way, like Cowskin Creek, southwest of Wichita, and branches of Chisholm Creek, north of Wichita, named for the man himself. But northeast of Newton, in Marion County, the trail hits a stretch of an eastern outpost of the Smoky Hills. Here, sandstone caps the hills. The countryside is still largely a native midgrass prairie, and some spots, dotted by pasturing cattle today, probably look a little like they would have 150 years ago, only with more fences and roads. Out here, in between the little towns of Canton and Lehigh, the Chisholm Trail encounters the Santa Fe Trail. Here, two legendary avenues of commerce, one a cattle trail, the other for freight, intersect. The Santa Fe Trail started much earlier, in the 1820s, and the two trails really didn't overlap much in time. Today, this junction is quiet, the silence only broken by metal arcs. It's surrounded by wheat fields, cut through by a train track. It's quintessential rural Kansas, a combination of past and present, understating its importance, if only for a few decades, in the 1800s. From here, the trail goes north over the Smoky Hill River and on into Abilene. And from there, it recedes into history. But somehow, between the rodeos and the cowboy hats, the music and the movies, it's still out there. Its stories still shaping our culture and the people we've become.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, traveler, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. His home on the range is right here in Lawrence.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling right through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. Good beetles, love and kissing are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.